Romans 9, 1-5, he says, I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption as sons. Theirs is the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, forever praised. Paul expresses there, and remember he's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's writing reflecting the very mind of Christ. And he says, I have unceasing anguish in my heart for the sake of my own people, the people of Israel. Verse 5, he says, Christ's human ancestry belongs to them. Joseph's brothers were very puzzled by this prince of Egypt. To the Jewish people today, Jesus is a mysterious figure. They admire him, yet they fear him. Many Jewish scholars today in Israel have very great respect for the words of Jesus. At a time when our theological colleges in Scotland or England are teaching our students that Jesus didn't really say the things that are recorded of him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jewish scholars in Israel are saying that the words of Jesus are genuine. Because if you trace them back to the Hebrew behind them, you can see how genuine they must be. But also fear. I just read this last week. A very sad thing in Israel. The New Testament has been banned in Israeli schools. They did have the Old and New Testaments together in our Bible, but now they've said they must only have the Old Testament. And the reason given is interesting. The rabbis have said it's the New Testament that has caused our suffering down the ages. Of course, it isn't really the New Testament. But people who have misused the New Testament have caused their suffering, like the Crusaders who burnt down a synagogue full of men, women, and children, of Jewish men, women, and children, and sang hymns round it when it burnt to the ground. Romans 11 tells us that one day Israel will accept Jesus as its Messiah. And that will be new life and hope for all the world. But how will it do that? Next week, I haven't time this evening, we'll see how the wonderful, moving story of how Joseph and his brothers come together again shows an amazing light on what the New Testament teaches us about the final reconciliation between Jesus and his own people, Israel, which, as Paul says, will mean life from the dead for the whole world. What relevance is that for us? First of all, God is in control of the world, its history, and he will overrule the sin and wickedness of man for good. Secondly, we must not be fatalistic and say everything is in the hands of God, but work for his kingdom. Thirdly, we must always understand the New Testament in the light of the Old Testament and the Old Testament in the light of the New Testament. Only by doing that do we get very deep into the meaning of Jesus and his grace. Fourthly, in Christ, our own failings and sins and misfortunes are overruled and ultimately turned for good for ourselves and for others. As Paul says in the New Testament, all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Let us pray. Dear gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we live in a world of much bewilderment, but we thank you for the depth and height and breadth of your love which passes knowledge, that even uses the sin of mankind, even our sin, to bring us salvation through the cross of Jesus on which he died. And so we pray as commanded to in the New Testament for your ancient people Israel. We pray that the eyes of faith may be opened in them, that they may look upon him who was pierced, and in him find salvation, healing, and love. And may this be a blessing to all the peoples of the Middle East, where there is so much turmoil, and blessing to all the world. Grant us, Lord, through Christ, to be worthy of thy great and wonderful calling. We pray it in his name and for his sake. Amen.